Waiting for your electrical supplies during the day or sitting in traffic is for the birds. Use the GCE Night Train from Granite City Electric and get access to over $50 million in local inventory with a free guaranteed overnight delivery of your electrical supplies anywhere in New England. So avoid wasting time waiting in line and sitting in traffic. Order by 5 p.m. and you'll have your materials the next morning by 6 a.m. guaranteed. Visit GCENightTrain.com to get on board the GCE Night Train today. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub. Opinionated.
You like donuts? Nope.
And passionate.
We all know you're not the brightest bulb on the branch.
Okay? Brightest bulb on the branch?
Zolak and Bertrand. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's the fourth and final hour on a Finish Strong Friday from Lucky Strike at Fenway, getting ready for opening day. And Finish Strong Friday is always brought to you by 128 Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, Electric, and Drains. And with it being such a great weekend in Boston, 128 wants to wish good luck to the Boston Ball Club, all of its fans, but also everyone that is going to be running through the streets of Boston come Monday on Marathon Monday. They want to let you know to finish that job strong. Best of luck to all the runners in the marathon that are in town or from Boston and are running the race coming up on Monday. A great tradition that is going to return for the first time in a few years on the actual day of the marathon. And so everybody in Boston looking forward to that. And 128 is looking forward to that too. Finish that job strong. Make sure you go to their website, call128.com. Great weekend in Boston that begins today with the Red Sox and Twins at Fenway for the home opener. This home opener has the backdrop of a story of Xander Bogaerts wanting an extension, wanting to remain with the Red Sox, and reportedly being offered 4 years and $90 million, as it was reported 2 days ago by John Heyman. Nothing has been put out there to refute that report. Not a single report has said anything to the contrary to this point. And as you said earlier, McCarthy, how do you refute the truth?
Right.
Other than just lie. If you choose to lie, you can do it that way.
And they're not choosing to lie because ultimately they don't want this player. That's what it's coming down to. And it's so unfortunate, Beetle, that after a great season for the Red Sox last year, too, and there's energy here, and it's like it's a good feeling around the baseball team.
Yes.
It feels like the Bogaerts and Devers situations are increasingly dark clouds hanging over this team and this franchise, as they should be. It sucks. It sucks as a Red Sox fan to have to go through this. Like, all the good feelings you had last year, and what, we're just going to go back to, well, we're not that interested in Rafael Devers and Xander Bogaerts? Huh? What?
Yeah.
Because your philosophy is different? It's not good.
Buster is in Longmeadow today on Xander Bogaerts. What do you got, Buster?
I find that commentary from Sam Kennedy to be gross. Xander Bogaerts is like family. If that's the case, then Xander Bogaerts hates his family more than Aaron Rodgers right now. But my question is for Matt McCarthy, okay? And that is, you know, so the Red Sox with their payroll are supposed to be perennial World Series contenders. So the question with Bogaerts isn't his fielding, because in the field, I feel like he's smooth as butter. It's a matter of what is his clutch hitting and what are the stats surrounding his clutch hitting? I don't know if McCarthy can speak to that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, we covered the clutch hitting earlier. He had his 2018 playoffs weren't great. He was good in the playoffs last year. He had three homers, had an OPS over 800. I mean, it's not David Ortiz in 2013, but no, I mean, Xander Bogaerts is a good player. He's an anchor in your lineup, and this is not what the Red Sox are using to say we're not going to bring Xander Bogaerts back. There isn't a single peep out there about Xander Bogaerts' October performance. The slander that has been directed at Xander Bogaerts by people like Tyler Milliken.
Like the Millikens. Illuminati.
The Illuminati, which, you know, of course, is doing the dirty work for the Red Sox.
It's disgusting, isn't it?
It's gross. It's propaganda. It's a lie, Beetle. It's a lie. Straight to your face. Is that Xander Bogaerts is some type of problem in the field. He's a liability. His range is below average. Everything else he does is very good. He makes every play he should, while also giving you borderline historically good production as an offensive shortstop. There are four players in the history of baseball who have won more Silver Sluggers than Xander Bogaerts as a shortstop. You know who they are?
No, I'd like to hear the list.
Barry Larkin. You know where he is?
Hall of Fame. He's in Cooperstown
yes,
now.
Yes. Cal Ripken.
Also in Cooperstown.
Derek Jeter.
Also in Cooperstown.
Alex Rodriguez.
Should be in Cooperstown, but I don't know that he's going to get there.
Those are the only four players who have won more Silver Sluggers than Xander Bogaerts. Don't talk to me about this guy's value. Get out of here with that.
Get out of here with that, Milliken. You hear that, Milliken?
It's a lie. It's propaganda.
Hey, you owe us a McTakey tease.
Yes, I'm sorry. I apologize for not paying that off. I've had, I think, five, maybe six people today tell me they can't, and it's what you guessed. They can't believe how tall Matt McCarthy is.
That's why you don't want to pay it off, because I guessed it.
Yeah.
What do you think?
6'5".
People are way by your height.
I get it. I'm used to it every time. Yeah, taller. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I heard that once
like
or twice.
The first
you play
thing
basketball?
Everyone said out of the gate.
No.
Yeah. Oh, McCarthy, he's pretty tall, huh?
He's the same,
yeah, I guess.
He's the same height as, but yeah. He seems taller.
I might be a little
seem taller?
I might be a little taller than Zoe.
Yeah, I think he's
probably. Well, maybe that's why he seems taller than Zoe.
I think Zoe's 6'5 is a combine 6'5.
Ah.
You know?
Okay.
Not a doctor's office 6'5.
By the way, did you like Tom Brady leapfrogging and piggybacking onto Elon Musk and his bid to buy Twitter?
Yeah, what
Twitter?
Did he say? You'll delete the draft thing?
If you buy Twitter, will you delete the combine photo?
You think Musk is going to go through with the purchase?
Apparently, Twitter now is enacting what is called a poison pill defense to rally investors so that they can somehow block the... I have no idea what it means. I just saw it pop up a little while ago.
Yeah,
that's what the Patriots did to Wes Welker and the Dolphins. Yeah, the old poison pill there.
NFLPA got rid of those. That's surprising. Yeah.
Poison pill defense in response to Elon Musk's proposal to buy a team. Now, I don't know what this works.
I'll buy it. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, poison pill. Yeah, of course, Artie. You know what the poison pill is? Jeez. You know anything? But you learn something, huh?
It's called a limited duration shareholder rights plan. It aims to enable its investors to realize the full value of their investment by reducing the likelihood that any one person can gain control of the company without either paying a premium or giving the board more time.
Now, his stock price at $54.20 would give them good value at the moment, but I don't know that it like maximizes their investment. That stock was trading at like $70, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So that's probably what it, whatever the poison pill is that they're going to work into the deal.
It's a pill and it's poison, and that's what they're
doing. I think he's going to back out. I think he's just trying to manipulate it and, you know, increase the price of his own stock.
Smart.
Right? It's what they do. Yeah. I think he might just be playing games. Paul is in Saugus. What's up, Paul?
Hey, Beatle. It's BBW.
Go ahead, Paul. Yeah, we got you now. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, home opener every year we go with my dad. Up until a couple years ago, and then obviously COVID canceled it. But that's definitely the issue this year was that they canceled it last minute. I already had tickets, and I only got an email a couple days ago about that. The Sox still had tickets for the game. So
I
blame it on the team and the marketing.
Like yesterday.
Yeah,
it
was yesterday or the day. Yeah, it was yesterday or the day before. I'm already at work. So can't go in, obviously, now at this point. So I don't know how many people are going to be in the same boat, but that's the same thing when you buy the Sox back. You already have those games. You already have them pre-planned, you know?
Yeah.
But it is what it is.
Yeah, no, for sure. It is what it is. I don't think the secondary market was as strong price-wise as it typically is for opening day either.
Okay. It all changes once... teams, companies, venues, whatever, were able to resell their own tickets and able to, you know, that's changed the dynamic a little bit. And, you know, there used to be a late ticket release, and some teams and venues still do it in order to thwart scalpers, you know.
Yeah.
But now that you can resell your own, I don't know how it changes it. There's a lot more activity going around now. Head on a swivel. I'm not sure what's going on around here.
A lot of bodies moving.
A lot of drinking. A lot of bodies.
A lot of bodies moving. A lot of people here.
Head on a swivel.
Yep. Sure is.
Hardy, you mentioned scalpers.
Yeah.
For the longest time, and I thought this yesterday because Beadle, and I know you saw this, Red Sox posting Pedro's first game in 1998.
Man. I loved your tweet on that. The thing I remember most was the guys running around, as far as the crowd goes, the guys running around the walkway between the box seats and the upper box seats with the Dominican flag.
Yep.
Which was just, it was just, the whole atmosphere was amazing.
There was nothing better than a Pedro Martinez start. It was the most electric sporting event I think I've ever been to. And we went to a bunch back in the day. But
yeah.
The reason I'm reminded of this is, Hardy, you were mentioning scalpers. For the longest time, I had no idea that you could go up to a box office and buy a ticket because my dad, I thought literally the place to buy Red Sox tickets was the Brookline Avenue Bridge.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. This is the only spot. That's where you get the ticket. Your dad, dad brings you in, by the hand. Here we go. We'll get tickets.
I thought,
some guy comes up. I thought how you got. I thought it was the only way to get a ticket. It's just a guy on the bridge.
You know that Zoe is a big fan of the movie. Oh, my God. What's the Jimmy Fallon movie?
Fever pitch.
I thought one of the things in that ridiculous movie was the scalper scene.
Yep.
Right? Where he's saying, need tickets.
Yep.
Means I'm selling tickets. And she's like, what? And I was like, oh, no, they're sort of exposing. They're exposing the craft on the streets.
Yep.
What are they doing?
Need tickets?
Yeah.
Brookline Avenue Bridge. I thought that's just where the only Red Sox tickets were.
Yeah, there's a lot of haggling going on out there. That's, that was a much bigger business then than it is now. Now that it's all in the digital space.
Doesn't exist.
Now that it's StubHub and reseller sites and all of that stuff. So, all right, well. Boys,
you got tickets.
You take this the rest of the way.
Yeah. Speaking of tickets, you got them.
I do have those. So, Fenway today, home opener begins next hour. And whoever's throwing out the first pitch, Matt McCarthy's apparently going to like it.
I've been told that I'm going to like it.
Okay.
I don't know what that means, but it's got to be somebody from the mid-90s. It's got to be somebody from that era.
Which
I'm going to love. I hope it's Mo Vaughn.
That would be ideal, but no guarantees.
Huh.
Yeah. All right. Finish strong Friday. Hardy, McTakey. We'll continue on. From Lucky Strike, Fenway, they'll do it next.
Waiting for your electrical supplies during the day or sitting in traffic is for the birds. Use the GCE Night Train from Granite City Electric and get access to over $50 million in local inventory with a free guaranteed overnight delivery of your electrical supplies anywhere in New England. So avoid wasting time waiting in line and sitting in traffic. Order by 5 p.m. and you'll have your materials the next morning by 6 a.m. guaranteed. Visit GCENightTrain.com to get on board the GCE Night Train today. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
Here are Zoak and Bertrand.
Where else does that happen?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand here at Lucky Strike for opening day. It's Hardy and Matt McCarthy here taking right up until 2 o'clock and the start of Felger and Maz. Beadle has left us to we'll go attend some opening day festivity type of things.
Something like that. About a baseball game.
Yeah, something about a baseball game. He's got stuff to attend to. So that's fine, McTakey, because this will give us an opportunity to do something that we thought we were going to do on a daily basis. And this is something I think we should do on a daily basis. It is kind of worked for a while. We've done it a couple of times, but
I'm trying to make it happen.
Do you know what I'm talking about, T-Bone?
I think I do.
I think I know what you're talking about.
All right. Yeah, you both tell me, and I'll see if you're right. McTakey, you go first.
Does this have to do with caring about a certain topic or story, yes or no?
Very, very good.
I'm a P1. I'm a listener, Hardy.
T-Bone, is that what you were thinking, too?
Oh, no. Yes, it was. You say it first, though.
Well, Matt McCarthy and I, I'll include it in the Do You Care segment. I'll throw it in as one of the Do You Cares. Okay? So we've already talked a lot of Bruins today. We know we care about that. And you're welcome to call in about Linus Ullmark having to leave the game last night, how Swayman did, what's going on with them, and the power play. Obviously, that's something we already care about. Xander Bogaerts, we all care about. That is obviously still on the table for the rest of the show today. So you're welcome to chime in on that. Those are the two biggies. We did a little bit on the unwritten rules of baseball.
Yes.
But I think that's a fun one.
I care about that.
Okay, and I care about that too. I think we can do more. Let's get to the stuff we haven't touched on at all today. All right? Starting
sure.
with, where does Mac Jones rank among quarterbacks who are due pay raises next? Do you care where Mac Jones ranks?
I care about that, yes.
Okay.
Yes, I mean, that's the entire future of the Patriots, so yes, I care about that.
We can touch on that then. Mac would be a top quarterback this year, according to Mel Kiper. What if the Patriots decided to take Mac Jones last season?
Don't care about that. History. I would never, ever do any form of revisionist history when it comes to sports talk, Hardy. No.
How about this? What Pats when drafting offense and defensive line?
Big fat guys. Nope. Now, do I care if they draft an offensive lineman? Yes. Do I care specifically what they look for? No.
Okay.
They should draft an offensive lineman. They should draft one in the first round. You must protect Mac Jones.
All right. These are mostly football topics that we didn't do today. It's opening day. We're at Fenway. I mean, you know, what do you want? So how about the sale of Tom Brady's last touchdown pass football? The sale has been voided. Now that we have learned that Tom Brady is going to play more.
Yes, I care about that.
I care about this, too. This is an interesting story. Okay, we'll get into that a little bit. McDaniels doesn't want to do Patriot Way in Vegas. Do you care?
Yeah. No, but yes.
Tangentially.
No, but yes, and here's why.
Okay.
Here's why. Does the Patriot Way thing still work in the NFL in 2022? Is the Patriot Way just Tom Brady? Which, if you ask me, yes. So I guess I do care about that because I think that ties into Bill Belichick and not wanting to bring Tom Brady back. So, yes, I do care about that.
Okay. I kind of don't care because I don't know that the Patriot Way is a thing. I think the Patriot Way is Bill Belichick is your head coach, and as you just alluded to, Tom Brady is your quarterback.
The Tom Brady way. I care about the Tom Brady way.
A lot of things happened, you know, during the tenure of those two, and now that one of them is gone, was it ever a thing? I'm not sure. Is it a thing anymore? No. Our football team. A football team with a real good coach, but the greatest quarterback of all time doesn't play there anymore. So, no, that's not really a thing that I care about. All right, well, let's work our way backwards a little bit then, I guess, and we'll talk about where Mac Jones ranks in terms of quarterbacks who are due pay raises next. Now, the money going to quarterbacks is absolutely bananas. It has been for a while. There's no signs of slowing down. So just in terms of, I guess to kind of like jump off, what do you think of in terms of Mac Jones and where he lands in the league right now?
I think he's probably about smack dab in the middle.
Seems like a middle of the pack quarterback.
Which, by the way, Hardy, is, and that's not a shot at Mac Jones. I mean, just because I think he's a perfectly average quarterback right now, that's not a shot at him. Findings, and nor is that a shot at the Patriots. Finding somebody who can play at a high enough level to be an NFL quarterback is no small task. There are teams who have failed to do it for 20 years. Now, 3 years from now, when you have to decide whether or not you're going to pay that guy, that's a completely different story. You don't pay somebody who's just somebody. I think you get into trouble in the NFL when you do that. Although maybe I have to completely reevaluate that based on what I've seen teams like the Rams do in paying Jared Goff. And now all of a sudden, you can just get Matt Stafford. You can sign him. You can sign Aaron Donald. You can sign Von Miller. You can trade for him. Then Von Miller can leave. And then you can go out and why am I blanking on the wide receiver from Chicago? You can spend a gazillion dollars and it doesn't matter. So maybe I need to completely reevaluate how I feel. I probably do.
At some point, though, it's going to to catch up to you. I mean, we're talking in this ESPN article, Joe Burrow going to be a candidate for a mega extension after his third NFL season. Quarterback market could well be above $250 million by then.
Sure.
Bengals owner Mike Brown considered among the most conservative owners in the NFL. Is he going to want to write a check for that big of a portion of what he's going to spend? Whether the cap is real or not, there's still going to be an amount that you spend every year on your football team. What percentage are you willing to give to your quarterback and to a quarterback like Joe Burrow?
Well, I give
and Mac Jones isn't there yet.
No, and I give a hell of a lot more money to Joe Burrow than I do to Mac Jones because I don't want to hear the Joe Burrow comparisons. What Joe Burrow did last year was special. I don't know what Joe Burrow did last year. I don't know if Mac Jones hits that ceiling, hits his ceiling. I still don't think he is what Joe Burrow is. So that's the tough spot that the Patriots are going to be in. So this is how I think about roster construction for 2022 for the Patriots, Hardy. I don't care about defense. I don't care about anything. I don't care. You play Josh Allen again twice. Don't make him punt. And it doesn't matter. Everything the Patriots do this year needs to be surrounding Mac Jones. Get him an offensive line and weapons. I don't care. Spend a single draft on a defensive player. You spend a draft pick of an offensive lineman. And of course, that's a little bit hyperbolic, but work with me on this. Is it more important for the Patriots in 2022 to go 10-7, but not protect Mac Jones and not give him more weapons? Or would you be better off going 8-9 or whatever the math is at this point? Don't ask me to do math. 8-9, but you protect Mac Jones and he develops and he takes that next step.
Well, some people would say that that is absolutely in contradiction with itself. If Mac Jones develops, they almost certainly have to be 10-7 or better.
One would think.
Now, there's a lot of people who just automatically assume that Mac Jones is going to be better in his second year. Well, second year, he's going to learn more. You can the list is unfortunately long of the number of quarterbacks who had a decent rookie year and then took a step back in their second year. You finally get some. You get some film on the guy.
Yep.
You get some tape on the guy. And I don't even know how much there is to learn about Mac Jones. You know, what he is kind of there in front of you to begin with, so that could either help or hurt that argument. But if Mac Jones does continue to develop and they just say remain static, I would take that.
Yes,
I would take that over a 10-7 or, you know, 11-6. Now is when you start to think, well, wait a second, it might be worth it. But you need to have this guy here for a number of years. So it's about protecting him, developing him, and then deciding, are you going to give him the money that guys like Kyler Murray, Lamar Jackson, Justin Herbert are going to command when it's his turn, and it's going to come up sooner than later.
Well, and speaking in regards to the contract, like, you're going to have to make that decision eventually. I mean, at some point, you will have to make a decision on whether Mac Jones is your guy moving forward. He's your guy for the next 3 years. But 2 years down the road, we need to know, or we need to think, or we need to have a pretty good idea as to what he is in regards to as to whether or not you're going to extend him or you're going to go back into the draft and you're going to figure it out or move on. So every decision the New England Patriots need to make in the next, say, 12 to 18 to 24 months has to be about surrounding Mac Jones and doing everything within their power to develop him, because you need to find out who he is when it comes to paying him and keeping him or figuring out who your next quarterback is.
All right, we're going to do the headlines here with McTakey, and then we'll talk about the sale of Tom Brady's football. It's interesting for the memorabilia market. I wonder about things like this when they happen, and it's happened. We'll tell you the results of Tom Brady's last touchdown pass football, which obviously now is almost certainly not going to be the last touchdown pass. What happened to the
guy
who spent all the money on the football? We'll talk about that, and your thoughts on opening day. I see Stephen Carver holding on. We'll get to you next. Lucky strike here for opening day. Zolak and Bertrand, Hardy and Matt McCarthy on 98.5.
Waiting for your electrical supplies during the day or sitting in traffic is for the birds. Use the GCE Night Train from Granite City Electric and get access to over $50 million in local inventory with a free guaranteed overnight delivery of your electrical supplies anywhere in New England. So avoid wasting time waiting in line and sitting in traffic. Order by 5 p.m. and you'll have your materials the next morning by 6 a.m. guaranteed. Visit GCENightTrain.com to get on board the GCE Night Train today. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
opinionated.
I do like crushed haddock.
And passionate.
I took a piece of haddock one time and I ran over with a tire.
More headlines in 30 minutes.
Like a haddock pancake.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
McCarthy, what was that time and temperature?
The time and temperature is 60 degrees at 1:39 now p.m. in Boston.
All right. All right. I don't know if that was the time before, but the temperature probably hasn't changed.
I'm assuming it hasn't. Would you like me to double check?
No. It's fine. It's Finish Strong Friday here on Zolak and Bertrand. Hardy and McCarthy in for Zoe and Beetle now as we get closer and closer to first pitch right across the street. From where we are, we're at Lucky Strike, Fenway Park, right across the street where they're getting ready to play today. But in terms of the things that we care about, there is a Tom Brady story that we're going to get to as soon as we talk with Steve and Carver here on the Red Sox. Steve, go ahead. You're on with Hardy and McCarthy here on Zolak and Bertrand. What's up?
Hey, guys. So something not a lot of people have talked about is Trevor Story's AAV on his contract is $23 million. So say Xander Bogaerts wants $35 million. That's going to hurt him in the negotiation process with the Red Sox because I do think Xander's better than Story, but is he $12 million better than Trevor Story? No, he's not. So that's really going to hurt him. And, you know, I think the Red Sox, they're going to let Xander walk, guys. The Devers contract extension has to happen. That's going to be worse than Mookie Betts because people were resigned to the fact that Mookie didn't really want to be in Boston. It looks like Devers wants to be here, and he should be here for his entire career. There's no excuse for the third richest franchise in the MLB to let Rafael Devers walk. But like I said, the Trevor Story AAV is going to come back and fight Xander. Thanks, guys.
Okay, I understand what you're saying, but I also, that's where you begin to lose me. I don't care. I don't care if value-wise it doesn't make sense. $12 million more. No, if you start talking about value, even within the confines of baseball, if you want the player and you need the player going forward, it doesn't matter. We already talked about an overpay, but you know, based on what metric, on what system do you determine? He's like, he's not worth the extra 12. Well, you're going to have a guy that, by all accounts, is going to be productive at the same level he's going to be for year after year after year for at least four more years. How is that not more valuable? To what extent is he $8 million more valuable? Well, they didn't even come close to offering that. So I understand what you're saying about the economics of it, how you look at what Trevor Story's getting and what Xander Bogaerts could conceivably be getting on the open market or what you would have to pay him even to keep him here, which hopefully would be less. But if he's not worth the difference, I'd say if he's worth more, he's worth more. Now, it's not an unlimited amount that you should be willing to pay and should pay, but more is more. And, yeah, I think he is more valuable, so he's going to get more money. He's not $12 million more. Maybe not, but the whole thing is now so out of whack that what do I care? You can afford the player. You can have the player if you want him. Do you want him? I don't think they want him, even if it's, you know what? We actually did the calculus here. He's worth exactly $6.7 million more per year than Trevor Story. I don't know that they look at it that way if they did, wouldn't they be offering him that money right now?
No, because they don't think he's worth what his market value says he's worth, which is going to be north of $30 million a year. That is how the Red Sox look at it, though. This is that they would so much rather have Trevor Story at $23 million a year than Xander Bogaerts at 30 or north. And that's just the wrong calculus. They're wrong about this. I'm sorry, they are. Xander Bogaerts is a better player than Trevor Story. He is. He is more valuable to you than he should be to anybody else. Because he's here, he's a leader. He's homegrown. He's the kind of guy that you want to extend yourself for. And his bat will play anywhere in the field if you have to move him off the street. But the Red Sox look at this, and I think they look at just about everything, Hardy. It would say we would have 85% player in Trevor Story than pay 1% of the market value on Xander Bogaerts.
Yes.
The way the Red Sox approached this offseason is they said, we need a hit. But we don't care who that is, whether it's Seiya Suzuki or Trevor Story or Freddie Freeman or Kyle Schwarber, because we'll figure it out. We could have an outfielder, we could have an infielder, and we'll figure it out, and we'll wait and see. When the carousel stops spinning, we'll sign the last guy. And that was Trevor Story. It was. They say, okay, we're getting this guy at what maybe we think is a little bit below market for him, and then we'll just move him over to shortstop next year, and we'll save that money. Because it's not that the Red Sox don't want to spend money, it's they want to spend it differently. They'll still spend $230 million on their baseball team. They're just opposed to spending $30 million a year on Xander Bogaerts.
All right, we're seeing players now taking the field as we're watching the opening day festivities here as they're being introduced one by one. I do want to touch on this Tom Brady story quickly here. The guy who bought the Tom Brady last touchdown football for $518,000.
Oh, my God.
Is getting his money back.
Oh, good. No, he deserves to get his money back. I'm glad that guy's getting his money back.
So this was auctioned at Leland's, which auctions off a lot of sports memorabilia, and it sold for, again, over $500,000, the last touchdown pass that Tom Brady threw last season with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But then Brady comes out of retirement literally the day after the auction. So, after some wrangling, I'm sure, Darren Revell says an attorney in New York struck a deal with the seller and the auction house, and now the buyer is not on the hook for the football anymore. Now, if he had to pay anything, it probably wasn't a large amount. And if you've got $500,000 to blow on a football, which, I mean, let's face it. In the pantheon of Tom Brady touchdown footballs, there's a lot of them. The last one he ever threw is important. Can you tell me what that touchdown was?
I actually can. It was a touchdown to Mike Evans.
Wow, you can.
But that's because I was watching the game.
All right.
So, but 5 years from now, will I remember it? Probably not.
No, it's not. It is nowhere near the most memorable.
No.
It is noteworthy. And I think anything memorabilia-wise, To me, it's only really interesting if it's right. Truly singularly unique.
Yes.
And I know that's redundant, but, you know, like, you know, somebody, there's a collection right now of ticket stubs from each one of Tiger Woods' championships. I think only one is missing.
Don't care.
I'm like, okay, but there's a lot of tickets out there.
Yes.
For each one of those tournaments. The fact that somebody compiled one group of them, it may be the only collection like it, but it's not like you couldn't find one piece in that collection from all over the place. There's only one Tom Brady last touchdown football, so I kind of get why somebody would want that, except it's almost to a certainty not his last touchdown anymore. So the thing is, it's not worthless. They say it's still worth about $50,000, but it's not worth $500,000.
This may be sacrilege to some of the listening audience. Sports memorabilia is a racket.
Well,
it's a racket. I don't care. I love sports as much as anybody else. I don't care whether you have that baseball, that touchdown pass, that jersey. I don't care.
Yeah,
you give it to me for free, I'd probably like it. The last thing I'm spending a single dime on is some home run ball, some football, some jersey. Nothing.
Yeah, I sneaky don't care either. There's a few things that I have, and a couple of them I've kept. And I like the weirder stuff. Jim Louth for Christmas years ago got me pom-poms from the last Lions playoff victory, right? And they were the ones that were given away in the Silver Dome, 1991, I believe they are. And I have them displayed. Like,
proudly.
That's great.
Over your mantle.
It's funny. Who else would have kept those?
But that's
Jim
the
may
point.
Have found
that's
the,
cool.
That one guy on eBay.
Jim may have found the last pair in existence, and I hope you didn't pay more than $20 for them. But, I mean, like, all right, it's not anything that would hold value to anybody else, but it's like, all right, that is close enough to being unique to where it's like, I like that one, that's cool. if you've got a Honus Wagner, congratulations, it's worth a bunch of money. If you've got a Tiger Woods club that he used to win one of his Masters tournament, that's awesome. I kind of don't care.
Yeah, it's awesome to a certain extent. It's awesome until you say, how much did you pay for that?
Right. And the money is astounding. All right. We'll step aside. We're going to do a fake promo Friday. T-Bone tells me we got a handful, so we're going to try it. It's starting to thin out a little bit, as a lot of the people who were at Lucky Strike are now making their way over to Fenway Park. But I would also guess a fair number of these people not going to the game, because if they were going to the game, you know what they'd be doing, McCarthy? They'd be going to the game. So we'll have some company here for our final few minutes on today's show. Zolak and Bertrand at 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Granite City Electric Supply is proud to be celebrating 100 years of service in New England. With over 30 branches serving electrical contractors and their exclusive GCE Night Train overnight delivery, they've built their business on enduring relationships and delivering your supplies. More importantly, Granite City Electric customers always have access to over $50 million of local inventory at the click of a mouse at GraniteCityElectric.com. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
And they'll work.
Hardy, a lot of good responses for your pickle.
Excuse me.
I think that would be really weird.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub. They give.
Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes for the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
It is time for today's takeaways, and as always, they are brought to you by Awaken 180, who have now helped over 17,000 of your friends, family, co-workers, and neighbors reclaim their lives. Now it's your turn. Reserve your consultation today. It's Fake Promo Friday, so I believe we have 5 fake promos. McTakey, are you ready?
I was born ready.
Okay, here we go.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
You have a tall, slender face. Beale, you got a big fat head. Zoe, you're right in the middle. But Hardy, you got more skin up there.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
People were getting on me about my Masters hat that someone brought back for me yesterday.
Yeah.
And that was part of that conversation. I wore the hat last night after I got home. It's a great hat.
It is a great hat.
Did you see it yesterday on the show?
Yeah, it's a great hat.
It's a great hat.
Fantastic hat.
Yeah.
I'm Team Hardy's hat.
Thank you.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Dave's in Worcester. What do you got, Dave?
What's up, bud?
Hey,
I'm still here.
Hi, Worcester.
What's going on, kid?
What's happening?
Not much.
You're on the radio.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
I'm still here. I'm still confused by that. Did we think at any point he wasn't there?
You just want to confirm. You can never be too sure, Hardy.
It's bizarre. The flyover just happened. It was a helicopter. I read what it was going to be earlier. It had some significance, but I don't know what it
helicopters?
Was.
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I'm just focused on the first pitch because I have a sense as to who it might be.
All right.
And you might see me lose my mind on the air if it is the guy that I think it is.
If it happens while we're here,
yes.
Go ahead and lose your mind. Okay. All right, next.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Installed in one day, and they showed up bright and early. Go ahead.
No, please. Say your words. No, please.
Are you sure? Okay.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
I was a little cranky yesterday, and I apologized to Zell about that afterward.
Did he deserve it?
Or
did you do it out of a sense of obligation?
A bit of both. Yeah. Bit of both, but I still I took responsibility for that interaction and apologized. So that is now twice that T-Bone has brought it back up after it was squashed.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
And this dude says, without skipping a beat, somewhere there is some guy who is really, really sick of her.
Well, what are you doing?
All right.
What are you doing?
You jumped that.
What?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports what? Hub.
Jeff and Nashua, who just decided it was over where on his the 500th phone call to the radio station, never happened before, and then was surprised when we had that reaction.
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
There he is.
Are you happy?
Mo. Mo's the best.
Okay.
My all-time favorite baseball player, Hardy.
Mo Vaughn getting the first
pitch. Oh, yeah.
Today.
That's
all
my
right.
guy.
McTakey's happy. All right, last one, T-Bone.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Fear. You should start a brand Fearful with like a...
Fearful.
With a big badass grizzly like, getting ready to rip your face off. Like with the hand, like the big paw coming over. Fear. Fearful. Full of fear.
Yeah, all that.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's either that or Beetle gives his patented, okay then. That's what he got. All right,
Mo could still give you like 35 home runs, I'm convinced.
We've lost McTakey. Mo Vaughn is...
Go hit some dingers, Mo.
He's walking out there with his jersey on over his street clothes, and McTakey thinks it's the greatest thing in the
world. It is the greatest thing I've ever seen.
First pitch. Okay. Enjoy your first pitch.
He's going to throw a strike, and then he's going to hit a bomb.
Thanks for everybody for taking care of us today here at Lucky Strike. Thunder Maz up next.
Waiting for your electrical supplies during the day or sitting in traffic is for the birds. Use the GCE Night Train from Granite City Electric and get access to over $50 million in local inventory with a free guaranteed overnight delivery of your electrical supplies anywhere in New England. So avoid wasting time waiting in line and sitting in traffic. Order by 5 p.m. and you'll have your materials the next morning by 6 a.m. guaranteed. Visit GCENightTrain.com to get on board the GCE Night Train today. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.